Monica Beltran is buying groceries at Pete's Fruit Market on 16th Street in the heart of Milwaukee's Latino neighborhood. Food is her livelihood. She recently graduated from culinary school and works as a pastry chef at a country club. Beltran says she came to Milwaukee from Mexico a few years ago, so she wants to know if the presidential candidates would continue the Deferred Action Program. It temporarily allows certain undocumented immigrants to stay in the U.S.
I'm an immigrant. Right now, I benefit from Deferred Action for students and undocumented youth. Just their view on it, and if they would continue it or make it sort of like a road to citizenship.
Beltran says she plans to watch the debate Thursday evening. Another person who will be glued to the TV is Joseph Cole. He and his father own a clothing store on Milwaukee's west side on 60th and North. Cole says many of his friends are bogged down in student loan debt, so he wants to know how the presidential candidates would address their needs.
You know, going to school for all these years and not being able to pay back them loans in return due to the low income they receive in regard even after getting an education. So just more programs to help people get a better education at a lower cost.
Cole says another question comes to mind when he thinks about all he's learned so far as a new business owner. How would the presidential contenders simplify the tax system? Over in downtown West Allis, Scott Lager is going door to door at businesses, asking people if they want to contribute to disabled veterans. Lager says he's served in the military for 27 years, and while he works as a machinist, other veterans are not as fortunate. He'd ask the candidates how they would address the needs of veterans.
Take care of our troops when they get home. All the people with, emotional, mental, and physical problems. Help them get a job, help them feel wanted when they get home, help them feel proud.
Lager says he'd also like to hear the candidates' positions on foreign policy. When I got out to Waukesha, most people I spoke with wanted to talk about the country's defense strategy. Mark Wally is strolling through the downtown. He wants to know in particular how the hopefuls would defeat the Islamic State.
Between ISIS and Cuba and Vietnam, there's a lot of people out there that don't like us, and we got to handle it efficiently, and I'm real worried we're not on the right track, and I think...
Not that I want to go on war.
Diane, who didn't want to give her last name, says she would like to ask the candidates how they would beef up the military.
Well, because if we've got to have boots on the ground, how are they going to get everybody ready to go? You know, that's why it's a concern. They shouldn't be downsizing it.
Diane says she's particularly interested in military matters because her grandson serves in the U.S. Army. And she says she's paying quite a bit of attention to the presidential race at this early stage because Governor Walker is a candidate. On Tuesday, we'll talk about how he and the others are likely preparing for this week's debate. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.